We continue with Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes Sif Yud. Nagin Geshalchu Beis Hakvaros. The minig is that when people leave a Beis Hakvaros, Toshim Asavim, they pick up, they tear out grass from the floor. The Ramah says that the grass that should be torn out should have earth attached to it. Meshlichim Ach Gavim, they throw the grass behind the back. V'amrim Zocha Ke'afa Nachnu. To remember that that's where the person is comes from. Gam ki remzal tchias amesim, which also reminds us of tchias amesim shiem me'afrav, that's going to come up from the earth. Al darav yitzitzu me'ir case of ours, they will sprout like the grass. Another reason why the earth is thrown behind the person's body is that the neshama accompanies Guf accompanies the body until its burial, and it doesn't leave to go to the Shemayim until people tell the Neshama it's time to go up to Shemayim. The picking up and tearing the grass out is the way the Neshama knows it's time to go up to Shemayim. And this could be done even on Chol HaMoed, although the Mishnah Berurah says that there are those that would not do this on Chol HaMoed. Brachos and Yudeim, we wash our hands when we leave a basic forest. V'yesh remesh ein tumaz en teres el b'shiloish dvar me'elu. And what we're suggesting, we're saying, is that this tumah doesn't leave us only with the water, with the eifah parah, and the ezev. The reason we wash our hands is because there's a ruach tumah from the Beis HaKvaros. Also, just like the Torah, when it speaks about the Agla Rufa procedure, we say the Ziknei is a Yik Zok Yodeinu Lo Shavchu as a Damazem. So the hands are mentioned, and there it says by the Paraduma Varachtsu that the hands should be washed, and when a tzaddik leaves the world, it's also like a kapara for the world. The minig is that the cup that's used to wash the hands is not given directly from the person who washed his hands to the next person. Rather, it's put down. Some people put it down upside down, and then the next person takes it. In lichas yadayim b'nahar, one should just wash his hands from in the river. Ela mekli, wash it from a cup. As we just said, don't take it from somebody who just washed his hands. One person puts it down, the next person takes it. We don't rinse, we don't dry the hands. Some have a minute to sit down 7 times as they leave a cemetery. There are different ruchas that go with the person. And as we sit down, those ruchais leave us. Some places they sit down 3 times. Every time they sit down, they say, even if this happens on Yontif, they could sit down 3 times as they do during the week. That we're makbid, nobody should come into the house before they wash their hands. Minig of a sanitary, and if it's a minig, we have to follow the minig. Sif Yodid Aleph, Emalicham is Eisel Ir. You don't take a nifta from one city to another city. If the first city, Eish by Kfaros, has a cemetery, Ir Acheris, Shem Davale Bezoin, Latatlam, Makal, Makam. It's embarrassing to take the nifter from one place to another place, but mechutzlar tzitzrol, to take him from mechutzlar tzitzrol, oisha melichim oisa lamakam kivris avoysav, or take a nifter to a different city because that's where his family is buried, the kedum tzivalam mechutzlar tzitzrol, or if that's what the nifter wanted, in all those cases, it would be mutter. There's a special significance for a nifter to be buried with his family. Sif Yud Beis, Oslof Tarech Kevel Achlish Nismagol. After the Nifta was buried, we may not open up the gravesite. Dainol Achish Akva Nosnu Ofa Akisi Orem. once the aron is covered, until it's covered, it's still permissible to open it up. If there is a reason to have to exhume a body or open up the kever, Yasu Shail is Chacham, Shadon with rabbinical advice. Sif Yud Gimel and Chafer kever, if they dug a grave, Leinich Psuch Belayla should not be left open overnight, Kiyesh Sakona Bedavim. The main Pnai Likva is a Mace Ad Lamacharim, and if there's no opportunity to bury him that night, Yamal Sakav Bafer, it should be covered up with earth overnight. Sif Yudal Osir Lidrach Al Gabik Forum, one may not step on graves. There's a suggestion that it's also banom, a grave. But if somebody has to reach a kever, and there's no way to get there, if he's going to have to step on top of kfarim, then mutter, he may be allowed to do it. One should not go into a basic forest, or within four amas of a nifter, or in a room where there's a nifter, tefillin b'roshay, when he's wearing tefillin on his head, or tzitz b'gada, big day, he's wearing tzitz m'shem loy l'rash. It's embarrassing that we still have the opportunity to do mitzvahs, and they do. And this halacha applies in the entire Beis HaKfaris. Moreover, these halachas apply not only by the kfarim of men, but they apply even by the kfarim of women and children. But if the tzitzis or the tefillin are covered mutam, one shouldn't daven there, and those suggest that even the bracha that we say on thunder and lightning should not be recited within dalet of the amos of the mace. If somebody did say krishma or daven within dalet amos of a mace, they don't daven over again. Saying Kaddish next to the Nifter, or learning Mishnayis for his Neshama, or saying a Hesped about the Nes, all of these things are permissible because they're all in the category of Kavod HaMeis. Sif Tezvav, Tezayin, basic forest, Einoigim Mikalos Roish, one has to be most serious in the basic forest. Nekven Shal Mesim, that's how we show respect to the people who are buried there. Kigoyin Lechel Alishtasham, it's not a place for eating or drinking, or lifnisham, certainly not using it as a bathroom. They marisham behemoth, it's not a place to take out animals. Flo Yakovim and Asovim, it's not a place to pick the grass. Ilonis and a tomb of basic forest. Trees that are in a cemetery. The Enim alak farm, and not next to the grave or on top of the grave. Mutal Lilkid Pereseim, then Mutal Lakid Pereseim, those fruits may be taken and eaten. The particular times to go to Beis HaKfaris, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Hashanah, some say Erev Yom Kippur. Many people have the minig before a wedding to invite the close relatives to attend to the wedding, and that these relatives, one in the Olam HaEmes, should daven that this new couple should have success on a life, in their life. When one comes to visit a Beis HaKfaris, he should say, saying the name of the Nifta, HaKavapoy, Bekavid, Vizchusoy, Yamadli. When somebody is standing next to the kever, the minig is to put the left hand on the kever, not the right hand, and to say the Pasuk, V'nachach Hashem Tamid, V'zbiya B'tzachtzuch Nafshecha, V'tzmoysecha, Yicholetz, V'yisak Yigan Rova, K'moytzi Mayim, Ashlayichsvu Memov, Tishka Bishalom Tisham, Bishalom Adba Menachem, Mashmia Shalom. When somebody walks away from a kever, the minig is to put a pebble or a piece of grass on the mitzvah to show that we came to visit you. There are those that have a minig that they kiss the mitzvah, they kiss the mitzvah as they leave the matzeva. The minig is not to go to the same kever twice in one day, but if you're still within Dalet Amis of the Kever you visited, and you remember that you want to still say something, Davin, as long as you haven't gone out of the Dalet Amis of the Kever, you could come back. If somebody has not visited a Kever of a parent for a very long time, there are different menhagim about not going again. Some say if it hasn't been visited 10 years, 7 years, some don't have this minig. Some have a minig that if there were other family members that visited in between, it's fine. And some send a shliach. If they haven't been there in a long time, they send a shliach to tell the nifter, we are now going to come visit you. Sif Yudzayin, Yesh Mekom, Mishnag, Mishayim, Metzivah, Metzeva. There are places that they have a minig that they don't put up a Metzeva. Ad La'acha, Shneim, Asachodesh, until after 12 months from the Betira. Sheminatayr, Metzeva, Niris, Lechas, Shivusoy. Putting up a Metzeva shows something important. Ubetaych Yud Beis Chodesh, during the first 12 months after the person passed away, Yesh Lo Tzar, there's a Tzar for the Nifter, so it's not the time to put up a Metzeva. V'aytam ha-Metzeva shalai yishkach min alev. The point of a Metzeva is to prevent us from forgetting the Nifter. V'meis en ha-Nishkach ad la'achas shnei masachodesh. For the first 12 months, he's still remembered anyway. Yesh mekaymes she'en negdag the places that are not makbid. It's called a Metzeva to remind us that just like this stone is going to be here, we believe that the person will remain, the neshama always remains, and that he will have tchias hamesim. Also a point in the Metzeva is that the family should know where the nifter is buried, and they should come back to visit him on an appropriate times. The Metzeva should have the name of the nifter, the day and the day of the week and the day of the month and the year where he was, when he was nifter, and the father's name, and many people also write the mother's name. The Metzeva should have on it things that, positive things about the nifter. But again, it should not be overdone. Simon Reish Din HaKfur B'Yontif. Mace HaMotab will cover B'Yontif. If a mace who's going to be buried on Yontif, B'Yom Rishon LaYisask B'Yisrael, the first day of Yontif, Jews should not be involved in the Kfura. B'Mfilim Efshel Kavar Ideh Evt Kechavim. Even if Nochrim can't do it. V'Kech Shash Shem Yisrich Alamachar. And we need to be concerned that the body will decompose until the next day. On the first day Yontif, he should not be buried. On the first day Yontif, he should not be buried through Jewish people. But if it's impossible to find Nachrim, then the Nachrim should dig the grave, and they should cut the wood, to make the coffin. If they should make the tachrichim mutter. If you could do it through nachrim, that's what should be done. Aval Abishai to dress the nifter, to warm up water for the tahara, and then to carry him and put him into the burial spot, mutter Aida Yisrael, may be done through Yisrael. The kisibah for covering up the nifter, yasu gam kan aidev the kham, should be done through nachrim. The mefsha yesh lezal tarabloy beged. In such circumstances, the tahara should be done when the nifter is not wearing any clothing to avoid shloyovel day schita, that they shouldn't come to doing schita. Sebeis yeshem the mefsha lasu aidev the kham kishmai shuksafti. If the burial could be done the way we just described, through Nachrim, also Lashoysoi and Lamach Kadesh Yask LeYisrael. We should not wait for the next day Yontif in order to have Jews do this all. But Fel Meis Hayoyim, even if he died today, V'Yichayim LaHashoys Lamach LeYisrael, and we could push him till tomorrow without a concern of decomposing. It's better to do it the first day through Nokrim. Im Yel Shemes, Abi Shechai Yos Mishloshim Yoim. If a child died, even though he lived more than 30 days, Shidu Shein a Nefel, so we know that this child is not a Nefel. Komakim Eis Kar, if it's a cold season, Vein Bezoin L'Shoisoi, there's no specific concern about the Nifter to delay. Lo Yishtai, Ela Kover B'Yom Rishon, then don't make the burial on the first day. Ela Mashon Le'ad Yom Sheni, we wait for the second day Yontif. V'yesh Amrim, the Gam Godel, Elo Yishtai, even by an adult, if there's no concern in delaying the Kfura, Mashin Le'ad Yom Tosheni, then we should wait until the second day Yontif. V'mokim She'minig Yidua, in a place where there isn't a well-known specific minig, near the Yeshlinikain, that should be postponed for the second day and do the Kfura Ayidei Yisrael.